including my wife sick.
Right.
I could eat that. I got feeling so much better. Well, it's just before Christmas. And the people would call me and ask me, was I going to be able to come to the Christmas party?
Yeah.
I told them if I didn't take a back set before that time, I'd be here. And I said, if that doctor don't watch me too close, by the first year, I'm going to be back on the job. Well, that sounds good. So I came to the party, and I had a good time. I enjoyed being with them. We had a good party. Everybody enjoyed it, plenty to eat.
What did you tell the doctor? You said, you were given two choices, you said what?
I told him, I said, well, Doc, what do you think I can do? You think I can go home and just sit down there and live off Social Security? I said, it don't pay a living. By the time I pay my taxes and insurance and things, I haven't got anything much left out of Social Security to live on.
So you told me
I got my light, water, gas, and everything to pay just like anyone else, you know.
So you told him if you could, you'd rather, you'd what?
I told him if the doctor didn't watch me mighty close, I'd be back on the job the first of the year, and I was back here the first of the year. And I've been here since. That's been a year. 13 months now. This is the last day of January.
Yeah. If somebody gave you two choices, which one would you tell him what?
I'd take what I did. He didn't give me that choice. I just took it. Next time I saw him, he gave me a date to come back for a checkup. I went on just like he asked me to. And he says, you been back to work yet? I said, yes, sir. I didn't tell you to, did I? I said, no, sir. I said, I'm not faulting you with anything that happens to me. But I feel like I can do it. As long as the Lord will let me have the strength I have and take care of me like he has, I'm going to be down there. Because I like the job and I like the folks in the courthouse and I just like to be around them.
Now, if somebody ever once told you to do something and you didn't particularly like or want to do it, you might say, I'll do it if you insist, but I'd
rather not.
In that case, you just made up your mind and decided you were going to do that, huh?
Yeah, I just talked plain to the doctor. I said, without that little bit I get at the courthouse to help me live, I'm in a tight spot.
Oh.
He knew my wife had fell heir to a little money. And he thought I could just go home and use her money and just sit there and live it up. But that don't suit me. I'm not going to live off her money. I thought I'd get down flat on my back and can't get up.
So folks say about Mr. Frederick, they might say, that Mr. sure is awful. He's a mighty.
They tell me they just think I'm wonderful that I can do what I can do at my age. I've changed the locks on these doors here since this judge took it the first of the year.